Two Fort Hood soldiers sent to prison for migrant smuggling. By Wissana Moreno on September 22, 2022. Two former U.S. Army soldiers stationed at Fort Hood were sentenced to almost 2 years in prison for their roles in a conspiracy to smuggle migrants past a U.S. Border Patrol checkpoint. The soldiers wore their uniforms to hopefully avoid suspicion. This week, Emmanuel Aponkagyar, 22, and Ralph Gregory St. Joie, 19, went before U.S. District Judge Diana Saldana, who sentenced them to 21 and 13 months in prison, respectively, for conspiring to smuggle migrants. Both men pleaded guilty to their charges in August 2021. During sentencing, the pair asked for forgiveness. However, Saldana said the two men worked hard to make their smuggling attempts successful. The case began on June 13, 2021, when Aponkagyar and St. Joie drove a sedan across the Hebronville Border Patrol checkpoint. When asked by authorities about their destination, they claimed to be traveling from McAllen to San Antonio. When a Border Patrol agent asked why they took detour through that area, the men blamed GPS directions. During the exchange, a police dog alerted to the trunk, where authorities found two migrants. Aponkagyar and St. Joie were wearing their military uniforms in the car. Federal prosecutors revealed that another soldier recruited Aponkagyar and St. Joie to help transport migrants. Aponkagyar was the driver and stated he was given $100 for gas and would be paid more at the destination in San Antonio. As Breitbart Texas has reported, other soldiers from Fort Hood have been convicted or sentenced in similar cases.